This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Christina Thomas.
Oklahoma State University women's basketball coach Kirk Butke and assistant women's basketball coach Miranda Serna have died. They were killed, along with two others, Thursday night in a plane crash in Perry County, Arkansas. Butke and Serna were on a recruiting trip to Arkansas. The other two individuals, including the pilot, were not affiliated with the university. Mike Holder, OSU Vice President for Athletics, said Jim Littell, Associate Head Coach, would assume duties as interim head coach. The university announced the Cowgirls will not play games scheduled Saturday and Sunday. OSU counselors and athletic staff are offering assistance to the Cowgirls student athletes and staff. Budke was in his seventh season as Cowgirl coach with an all-time record of 112-83. Under his direction, OSU made postseason appearances each of the past five seasons, including three trips to the NCAA tournament.
A Little Rock Chamber of Commerce task force aimed at unifying the community wants the city to repeal a 1957 city council declaration. It supported the intervention at Central High by Governor Orville Faubus. Task force member Ruth Shepard says the declaration basically praises Governor Faubus for sending the Arkansas National Guard to prevent nine black students from integrating to the school.
We felt that none of us could judge what they did then because we don't know what we might have done. But that today we know better. I think that when folks realize that we have this opportunity, that there will be a groundswell of support for recognizing a past wrong and for moving forward in a more equitable manner.
Mayor Mark Stodola told the task force the resolution would be on the agenda for consideration at the December 6th board meeting. Shepard says they also want board members to review all city ordinances and declarations that might reflect negatively on some citizens.
Senator Mark Pryor says he's optimistic the budget super committee in Congress will meet its deadline next week to make $1.2 trillion in cuts to the federal budget. In fact, Pryor is urging the panel to go big with its recommendations. Those figures would mean significant spending cuts, but in a conference call with reporters Wednesday, Pryor said that's the message that needs to be sent.
We need to send a very positive signal to the American people, to the financial markets, to other countries, that we can take care of this debt, that we are not going to be captives to our debt, that we can do this, we can manage this, we can get it turned around. It may take a few years, but we can get it turned around.
Reports have varied in projecting the super committee's success or failure, but Pryor says his optimism comes from the members of the committee he has spoken with.
KUAF is supported by Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art, celebrating the American spirit by uniting the power of art with the beauty of nature. Open in Bentonville, 11 a.m. daily, except Tuesdays. Free tickets are available online at crystalbridges.org.